It's S-W-O-P-E-S. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hey everybody, it's me, your girl Elise Swopes. Welcome back to my podcast. I am so happy you're here. What a great couple of weeks, huh? For America, at least if you're listening in from here, even from other countries. I'm sure this president has affected everyone. It's going to be a really, really interesting next 4 years. I'm not saying everything's perfect because you guys know me. I've got friends in prison. I think that there's just so much to do and so much to abolish about this system. And I'm just looking forward to someone who can at least speak the right things, right? And sometimes that's the least someone can do. And sometimes Trump can't even do that. So it'll be a little bit refreshing and nice to wake up some days without something scary happening. I mean, things will happen. Scary things will happen. But maybe there will be a little bit of a different response. And so I'm just excited to see what will happen with that. I'm good though, otherwise, just staying healthy and safe, minding my business as always. The COVID numbers are going up again, and I'm just staying inside and canceled all my Thanksgiving plans with the fam and everything like that. And I'm going to keep it safe anyway with them, regardless of what we were going to do. You know, it wasn't going to be too comfortable like Thanksgiving can be. It's going to be very minimal. I was going to see two parents at a time. My parents are divorced, and so I was going to visit my dad and going to visit my mom and just hang out for a little bit and cancel that and just make sure that this time is going to be a little bit different, and that's fine. It's okay. I'm kind of looking forward to just super, super chilling with no expectations. It seems that everything will definitely be pretty much canceled in some way, shape, or form, and so it kind of feels a little bit nice to almost look forward to that in a way. But I just hope that everyone stays safe and healthy, because that's the biggest thing in all of this. Anyway, I thought it would be really fun to try something a little bit different for this podcast. Normally, we go over three different topics, from business to personal to mental health to just everyday organization. I love talking about whatever, anything. You know, I'm an open book. And so this is kind of what makes this episode so exciting, is I'm going to answer 200 questions just back to back about me and my life. And I just thought it would be really interesting, because as someone who truly believes in not forcing relationships but really gathering them in an authentic, fun way, I think that this can be something cool to do such. And so if you find, you know, that you've found something that speaks to you that I've said, you know, connect with me, and I would love to learn that. And I think that would be really, really cool. So regardless, you get to know me a little bit more and who I am, and I'm very excited to get into these 200 questions. Okay, so I found all of these questions on a website, Women's Health website. It's 200 questions to ask to get to know someone. I haven't even read all of these questions. I don't even know what they're going to ask, but I'm going to answer them anyways, because they're probably 200 questions that I'm probably not going to make up myself. And I'm really glad that this person did. Shout out to Jasmine Gomez and Lindsay Geller. Shout out to you making this in July 29th, 2020 on Women's Health Mag. Appreciate you all day, every day, baby. All right, so what's your favorite way to spend a day off? People like to think that I like to stay busy, but honestly, my favorite kind of day off is to just play The Sims and to not have anything to do and to like order food in. And that's like my favorite day off. Not to do anything, not to move. I might do some yoga. I mean, I love my morning routine. I'll do that no matter day off or not, because it just feels good to always get that done. But definitely some of my favorite TV shows, Office, Sims, and no work due. What type of music am I into? Man, honestly, I love all types of music, from, man, like oldies to new to screamo to folk. I mean, I don't like too much country, but I do like Rascal Flatts and some Dolly Parton. There's some good stuff. What was the best vacation you ever took and why? Oof, man. I'm gonna have to say Anytime I think of like best vacation, I always go back to Costa Rica and I always go back to Dubai because Costa Rica was just the most unbelievable, beautiful terrain of Mother Earth you could possibly see. And Dubai was just like man-made to the core. And I think that those are pretty interesting choices because obviously they're just so opposite, but that's, you know, what I would really say. Where's the next place on your travel bucket list and why? Man, right now, I'd have to say Thailand. I would like love to go to Thailand. Love, 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 love. And I would like to take care of, I would even like to go to Africa too to see like giraffes and stuff like that. Clearly, that's, I've never seen a giraffe in person besides at a zoo. But I'm not very comfortable with zoos very much. They don't make me very happy. But I want to go to like Thailand to like take care of elephants, take care of animals in a sanctuary, not somewhere where you like ride them and stuff like that. Like, I'd really like to just enjoy my time and to take care of them and to devote my time at least to them. I'm also drinking some wine right now. So if you hear me sipping every now and then and clicking away, that's what I'm doing. It's crazy. There's COVID going on right now and then there's people just yelling outside. I can hear them. Just partying, just yelling. Even last night, I have neighbors. Oh God, they're the worst. I just gotta be honest. They're horrible. They're just dreadful. And they were partying so late last night, just hordes of people in their apartment. And I'm just like, I mean, are they invincible? I mean, I just don't get it. I don't know. It's not something I'd ever do. Not for me. Anyways. What are your hobbies and how did you get into them? Oh my God, what are my hobbies? You know, my hobbies are gaming. Love games. I really, really like, what do I like? I mean, I like games and doing art, you know, and I guess that's what I do for a living and that's my life. I guess I don't do games for a living, but I guess, how did I get into games though? I mean, I got into games because my parents, I mean, they were always really wonderful that way, even though we didn't have a lot at all, very poor and broke. My parents did have some way, somehow, I'm assuming through tons of credit cards, because they explained to me many years later that there was a lot of debt and credit card debt and lots of bankruptcy. Anyway, so they made us happy through buying us systems and games and stuff like that. And so for me, that was my, you know, one way to kind of escape the divorce and just day-to-day of living in the world and being a love for digital design. Anyway, I loved being on the computer since I was like 9, so. What was your favorite age growing up? Oof. Definitely not teenage years. Ugh, horrible years. And definitely not 20s. Worst, horrible. I only say that because there's so much lessons. So many lessons. And I mean, they were great. I'm very grateful for them. No regrets whatsoever. But would I redo them ever again? Absolutely not. If I could be another age again, I'd probably be like 6. 6 sounds cool. Or maybe like 4. Or something cool like that. I think like 6. 6 is like cool still. I think once you hit 7 or 8, you're like kind of weird. 9 is like, oh, God forbid you become 9. And then 10, woo! And then it's all downhill from there. I'd go with 6. I mean, it doesn't ask why. Okay, so I'm not gonna ask why. I guess I did say why. So what was the last thing you read? I just read The Woman in the Window. Wonderful, wonderful book. I think there's a movie that was supposed to come out this year, but they ended up putting it on hold because of COVID, obviously. So let's hope it comes out. It's with Amy Adams. So I really like her. Amy Adams is awesome. Would you say you're more of an extrovert or an introvert? Man, I'm gonna have to say I am an introvert. And I say that because, and it's funny because, you know, everyone would say I'm an extrovert. I'm an introvert because I give so much energy out, and when I'm around people, I suck their energy up. I am just always so aware, so just in the moment that I just become depleted. And for me, that makes me very tired and just exhausted. So sometimes I'd rather just be alone in a way. I think that's kind of what makes me my introverted self. Is that I'm somewhat depleted of energy around others and things. Not to say that I dislike being around people because I love it and that's what makes me excited and happy. But Do I get energy from being out? No. But I know some people who do, and I would consider those people extroverts. Ooh, what's your favorite ice cream topping? I'm going to go with Oreos and like any kind of chocolate. I love chocolatey stuff and crunchy things. What was the last TV show you binged watched? The Office. The Office all day, baby. The Office is my favorite show. The Office is the best show. It's not for everybody. I'm just going to keep it 100. It's not for everybody because clearly it's not for everybody. So many people have said it's not for them. And I respect that. I'm not going to be like, no, you need to watch this episode, because I've never been that person. I'm not going to pressure you to like stuff. People like stuff because of their own experiences in life. And The Office is not for the faint of heart. It's very awkward humor. It's a little cringy to most. So I like a little bit of cringe with my TV. Next question. Are you into podcasts or do you listen to music? I'm going to keep it 100. I hardly listen to music. I listen to music like sometimes. I haven't listened to music all day. I didn't listen to music yesterday. Not on purpose, at least. But I do like music. I love music. I like going to concerts. I like people. I like artists. I love like music. But do I press play every day on purpose? No. Because I just like the peace and quiet. I guess I do just like watching a lot of TV and documentaries more than anything. I really, really like watching stuff and learning things about people. So I guess podcasts more right now? Can you guess what question we're on? We're only on question 11. We've got so many more questions to go. Okay. My podcasts go anywhere from like 30 minutes to 45, and we're only at the 15-minute mark. So get ready for your ride, mother effa. Okay, do you have a favorite holiday and why? Why not? Okay, first of all, I do have a favorite holiday, and it's Christmas. Okay, because Christmas is amazing, and Christmas is the best holiday there is. Just going to keep it 100. Because, not just because of Christmas and Jesus and the whole extremity of it, extremity, the originality of it, or the where it came from. I think it's just the vibes, the energy, the mood set. I really like winter. I've got a controversial thought on seasonal depression, and you can DM me if you'd like to know. But it's a thought. Okay, so if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? I think mac and cheese. 100,000,000% mac and cheese. Do you like going to the movies or do you prefer watching at home? Watching at home, no doubt about it, because I love smoking weed. What's your favorite sleeping position? I sleep on my side, for sure. But I also sleep on my back sometimes, depending on, like, the cat is on my chest or something. But always on my side, and I like, not toss too much, but I might like go between like left and right. What's your go-to guilty pleasure? Chocolate, candy. It's the worst. I'm trying my best. I'm really, really trying my best. I'm really not trying at all, to be honest with you. In the summer, would you rather go to the beach or go camping? Bruh, I'm going camping all day. I grew up going camping with my family, and it's everything that I dream about every year, and it just sucks that we couldn't do it this year, but I just can't wait to do it again the next, and the next, and the next, and the next. Bye-bye. What's your favorite quote from a TV show, movie, or book? Oh, man. I guess worry is a waste of your imagination. Don't know what book I got it from. I'm sure it's many mindful and aware books I've read, but I think that worry there's something interesting about, I've been studying it for quite a bit, about people kind of talking about things that don't exist yet, or like fantasizing about the emotion attached to things that haven't happened. And sometimes I find myself like talking to people and being like, well, that hasn't happened yet, so why are you worried about it? You know, like, it's not even get there when you get. And it's hard for some people to kind of distance themselves from that. And I've really practiced that for many, many years, and it's never been perfect, but it's possible. It's definitely possible to not allow your best visual assistants to go to that. How old were you when you had your first celebrity crush, and who was it? Dang. I'm gonna have to say it was probably someone from the Backstreet Boys, and it was probably AJ McLean. He does not look good right now. I think he was on like Celebrity Dance, the dance thing show on like ABC, NBC or whatever. I don't know. You know when you have like you're dating somebody and you're like, God, they're just so hot, and then later you look back and you break up and you're like, how did I ever? Yeah, that's that. What's one thing that you can instantly make? Oh, what's one thing that can instantly make your day better? My cats. My cats can make everything better all day, every day. I love cats. And, like doing something really good, like accomplishing something, like an idea that I had in my head, like just making it real. Do you have any pet peeves? Yes. Chewing with your mouth open. Definitely chewing with your mouth open. Ah, pet peeves. I guess that's it right now. I'll let you know later if I come up with anything. I'm sure you know. I'll let you know on Twitter somehow, some way. Okay, which meal is your favorite? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oof, I'm gonna go with dinner. Dinner 100,000,000%. What song always gets you out on the dance floor? Dang, anything from like early 2000s, for sure. Early 2000s is like my jam. When you were a kid, did you eat the crust in your sandwiches or not? Barely. Barely eat the crust these days. Just gonna be honest. What activity calms you? Meditation, yoga, 100% reading, playing The Sims, just like laying, going to sleep. Ideally, how would you spend your birthday? Man, I'd probably spend my birthday on an island alone with some really good food, you know, with someone or family, you know, family and friends, and very small group though, very small group, but nothing big. I don't like big stuff. No big parties, no big events. Maybe one day, we'll see. I might change my mind. What do you do to commute to and from work? I don't. I work from home. I've been working from home for years now, so that's basically my life at this point. I just edit from home. I mean, if I gotta go outside and shoot, do a shoot, but I come right back home and, you know, hang out, which is awesome. But how do I commute to and from those things though? I don't have a car, if that's what you're asking. I probably get driven by my boyfriend. Do you have a favorite type of exercise? Yoga, 100%. Yoga all day. What's your favorite season and why? Oh, we just talked about this. Winter. Winter because I was born December 19th. And I think winter is when everyone just needs to calm down. It's when everyone needs to be introspective and to figure out what they need with self-care. That's my thought. What's the best joke you ever heard? Oh, God, this is difficult because my memory is so horrible. But I think one of the best jokes I ever heard was, I don't have any. I'm going to be 100%. I have nothing right now. I don't know any jokes, and I'm not even going to pretend like I do. Okay. What's the phone app you use the most? Art Studio and I'm not on Instagram, barely. I'd say Twitter and Art Studio, because Art Studio is where I'm always editing, creating stuff. And then probably my mail app too. I'm like always checking my email. I love my email. If you want to get in contact with me, that's probably where you should reach out, to be honest. What else we got? We're on like question 32. Let's go. Okay, would you rather cook or order in? Cook all day. Have you ever disliked something and then changed your mind? Yeah, all the time. I think changing your mind is really important. Don't be out here like getting locked into a mindset because you're pressured by other people because you're scared that they're going to think you change your mind. Like, no, that's silly. Change your mind. Be different every day. Grow. Become someone else. Who cares? As long as it makes you happy. What's your favorite board game? Game of Life. Love that game. How do you take your coffee? Decaf? Mocha? What's your most prized possession and why? My cats. I love my kitty cats and my babies. Is there any product that you couldn't live without? I really like weed. I'm just going to be like 100%. I really like weed, but any product that I couldn't live without? That's probably it. I just like weed. Do you sleep top sheet? Oh, do you sleep with a top sheet? Why or why not? God, no. Oh, absolutely not. No top sheet. There's no top sheet. I'm assuming that's the second sheet when it comes. Like, it's like you've got your the sheet that covers the mattress. And then you've got the thin thing that comes in between you and the duvet. Like, the top sheet is just, what's the point of it? It's so hot. You just get wrapped in. I'm very hot. I'm a hot person. I got a hot body. So I can be out here with a top sheet. And I apologize if I'm not doing the top sheet right, but I just don't. I'm assuming that's what the top sheet is. And I don't like the top sheet. So get the top sheet out of here. If you could have an exotic animal as a pet, what would it be? Oof. I would probably have some kind of like a different kind of cat. Like, I would love to have like a lion or like something, but that's not allowed. I wouldn't do it because it's not good for them, you know? But if it was good for them and they were fine, like, I'd definitely have a lion, 100%. What would be the first thing you'd do if you won the lottery? Man, I'd like pay off my student loans. I'd like help my mom pay for her house, help my dad buy a house, help my brother buy a house. I'd buy a house. And that's it. It's chilling. Everybody gets a little bit of cash every year. And I'm not telling nobody that I won the lottery. Have you realized that I thought about this a little bit? Okay, so what's my favorite thing about my current job? Honestly, everything. Just love that I get to wake up in the morning and make my own hours and say yes and no to certain projects. It's weird, though, because it's strange because I'll say yes to something and, you know, in my past and be upset about changes and shifts and things like that. But now it's so much more like I said yes, so I have to go with the flow of it. Have fun. Enjoy the process. So that's really what I've been doing with every job is just being present and with it and at least learning and pushing the envelope as much as I can to teach myself something new so that I'm accountable for that newness. What annoys me most about my current job? Probably the deadlines and being rushed. It's always rushing, but no one ever wants to pay on time, ever. I don't know what that's about, but I'll take a sip to that. Oh my God, I hear people screaming outside still. I just don't understand it. What's the career highlight you're most proud of? Honestly, I think going to the Maldives with the Smiths was like top tier. Definitely top tier. I still think about it to this day and it's so surreal and it's weird that that even happened. But I'm just so grateful. It's just, I'm just so glad that I brought myself to that opportunity. I'm so glad that I've stayed alive long enough in this life and persevered through all the stuff that I thought was so dramatic, you know, to experience that. And it makes me want to keep surviving. It makes me excited every day to wake up because there's so much more in these many years to come. Who knows what type of opportunity is out there? Okay, so do you think you'll stay at the current gig for a while? Why? Absolutely. This is my job for life. I'm an artist. I'm going to be an artist forever. What do you want to do after this one? Or if instead? I would love to be a chef or an actress or like a writer or a speaker or an inspirational, you know, writer. I'd love to just help people, be a mass mentor of a sort. Are you more of a work to live or live to work type of person? I think I'm a live to work. I like to work. I And I also don't think that I need to work to live because it's not survival for me necessarily. You know, it's, I just like to work. I really enjoy being busy. Truly, truly. Does your job make you feel happy and fulfilled? 100%. Very happy, very fulfilled. Because it's taken a lot of struggle to get here, but I'm just really glad that I decided it was for me and not to listen to what anybody else had to say. How would your 10-year-old self react to what you do now? Oh my God. My 10-year-old self would, I just want to like cry even thinking about that. My 10-year-old self would be so proud of me. She would think I was so cool and just so awesome. I didn't have anyone like me to look up to, you know. I didn't have anyone who did what I did, and to even exist now and to pretend that I existed in that space then and to imagine how I would have interpreted me, I think that I would have really thought I was super, super cool. Truly. What do you remember most about your first job? Oh my God, my first job. What was my first job? I worked at Forever 21. That was like my most like official first job. And it was horrible. I basically just stayed after for so many hours. And that was just like the worst part about it is that it just took so long to put the clothes back every day. How old were you when you started working? I was 15. I think I got a worker's permit. What's the worst job you've ever had? I'd say it was probably like working at Jamba Juice because everyone just always complained about their smoothies. Like, not that I even made them bad. It was just like, this doesn't taste like this. This doesn't taste like this. This isn't them. Like, man, I don't even know what you want. Whatever. What originally got you interested in your current field of work? I have been designing since I was 9 or 10 years old, so I'm just really glad that it stuck with me. Have you ever had a side hustle or continued having one? Yeah, plenty. I like side hustles. I think I have plenty of side hustles from my mobile design, which is video and podcasting and design and anything I put my mind to, I think, is a side hustle at this point, beyond my initial love for mobile design and graphic design. What's your favorite part of the workday? Probably say my favorite part of the workday is relaxing after it's all done and reveling in the celebration of success that it's been accomplished and hoping that they pay me soon. What's the best career decision you ever made? By listening to my gut, doing what I want to do, saying yes and figuring it out later. What's the worst career decision you've ever made? I think the worst career decision I ever made was just being impatient and being like super reactive and emotional to like different changes and mixes ups and things. And I don't know. I just think it's better to take some time with things and to realize that nothing is as serious as you make it out to be. It's really quite relaxed, and anything can be figured out with a little bit of communication. Do you consider yourself good at networking? Of course I do. I mean, you wouldn't be able to get a lot of gigs if you don't know how to network with people. I think networking is all about being a good person. And when you're a good person, a lot of wonderful things happen for you. What career advice would you give your younger self? Calm down. Trust your gut. Persevere. And just try everything because it's going to show you the opportunities in front of you. Do you believe in having a 5-year plan? I do believe in having a 5-year plan because I'm 30 years old, and I think having a 5-year plan when you're 30 is necessary. But when you're growing up, I don't know. Life changes so quick. Time changes so quick. Things change so quick. Nothing is promised, and that's why by the time you turn 30, maybe having a plan is quite necessary. But before that, I think it's all about figuring out what doesn't work for you by I don't know, just trying everything. And through all of that, you'll find what does. And that's what I think my plan has been all these years, is saying yes and figuring it out later. And somehow now got it figured out. How do you separate your work life from your home life? That's a joke. I do not. I don't. I never have, and I never will. When will you know you've made it? I will have known I've made it when I can buy my family homes. Are you looking forward to retiring, or do you plan to work as long as possible? That's a wonderful question, to be honest. I am looking forward to... Honestly, I truly, truly think that I will probably be working forever, only because I see myself as someone who will continue to gain money forever, even when I'm older. I don't think life will stop. I think I'm still going to be really inspired and really grateful and excited to be alive every day. And I think with age comes a lot of grace and knowing yourself, and a lot of ability to navigate the world in such a really interesting and fun way. So I'm excited to see, I don't know, I guess what kind of work I can come up with, so to say. So I don't want to kind of retire, because I don't want to kind of close myself off from, I guess, the opportunity I see there with that. So, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. Have you ever had imposter syndrome? Yes, I have had imposter syndrome. I think imposter syndrome, if you haven't heard about it, it's basically you feel like you are pretending you are really good at what you do, and you don't belong in the space that you're in, and you don't deserve all the congratulations and success that you have because you've somehow faked your way to the top. I felt that for a very long time, but I don't feel that anymore. I think you kind of break through a barrier at some point. And I think it happens to a lot of really talented people. And you just have to break through that, and you will find some really, really wonderful feelings. But that's going to take a lot of self-care and a lot of years of trust and confidence building. Because I think the imposter syndrome comes with, you know, a lot of even depression and questions and doubt and, you know, a lot of weird stuff growing up. And so just figure that out and make sure that you analyze it and accept it for what it is, and don't resist it and push it back, because it means something. What do you think about workaholics? I am a workaholic. I love to work. I will put a lot of things behind work, so to say, but not because I feel like it's more important. It's because I have somewhat made a promise to someone, and I like delivering a promise. I like making a promise to someone and keeping it. And a business relationship, to be honest, is really about holding those promises. I mean, any relationship, you've got business, personal, whatever, it'll affect your soul the same way. That's why you have to treat every relationship with honesty and respect. And for me, everything that I do, professional, personal, whatever, I'm going to be accountable. And so I guess that makes me somewhat of a workaholic in some ways, because I like building relationships in every sense of the word. But I also know when to relax and to chill and to keep a good balance of self-care and happiness and connections to people I love. So workaholic, I don't know, maybe a new age type. What qualities do you look for in a boss? I don't got no boss. Do you have a professional mentor? If not, do you want one? I do not have a mentor. I've never had one. And I honestly don't think I want one, because I do not listen very well. I'm going to be honest. Do you have a work best friend? I do sometimes in certain projects. Like when I work with Adobe, I always have like my favorite friends, but I also don't, because I like hopping around and like talking with everybody else too. Are you into after work happy hours? Hell yeah, I'm sipping wine right now, so you already know I like being lit. You guys, there's absolutely no way that I'm going to be doing 200 questions. We haven't even touched 100, and we're almost at 45 minutes, and I'm not going to have you listening to me for that long, because that's just rude. It's just rude. I'm not going to do it to you. I know you like me. You might like me. We're friends. We're cool. We're great. But not gonna make you listen to me that long. So let's keep it cute. Let's keep it relaxed. All right. So how do you motivate yourself in your career? I motivate myself by looking for the things I need to work on. I'm a very big advocate on imperfections because I do think imperfections and fears and things that are somewhat negative, quote unquote, will kind of show us the way. And so for me, I'm mostly motivated by what I lack. What did I mess up on? What can I get better at? What can I try? What can I learn? So that's what motivates me in my career and in my life. What's the best career advice you ever had? Oof, what did anyone ever tell me? I don't really listen to anyone. I like to learn my own mistakes and Google things. But maybe my mom, growing up, she was always a very hard worker and always wonderful. Same with my dad. They were always very wonderful. But I guess, you know, they always instilled perseverance and kindness with people and communication more than anything. I always thought that was really wonderful. When you started your current job, what most surprised you? I guess what most surprised me is how much money people were willing to give you to create art. And I still think that there's way more out there, and I'm really, really excited to get it. Honestly. How do you pick yourself back up after making a mistake? Oh, gosh. Honestly, I laugh at myself. I like to laugh. I like to laugh at myself, and I like to communicate more than anything. I like to tell people that I messed up, and I like to make sure that I communicate on how I'm going to fix it, because I think silence is just the worst thing possible in any scenario. And so just, you know, make sure that I communicate, tell everyone what's necessary. I wallow, you know, take some time, of course, and self-soothe, you know, self-care and relaxing, and maybe get a piece of pizza or something or some ice cream, whatever. Just do something that I can control at least. How do you deal with work stress? I deal with work stress by taking breaks and by making sure that I'm organizing my time and my efforts and not doing a lot of things at once and very hastily and very rushed. So I make sure that, you know, I've got breaks in between. I've got enough room to mess up and to rethink. And I think that's one of the most important things about work and life and just getting rid of anxiety and stress overall is just making sure you're organized in that way. What energizes you about your career? I'm really, really organized. I'm very energized by the possibilities. Honestly, 10 years ago, I had no idea that any of this was even possible. And so the fact that I can even talk about it today is a very, very exciting thing. And so I can't imagine what the next 10 years are even going to bring. What's one work-related thing you'd want to accomplish in the next year? I would love to do more video, to do more fun videos, and to travel more for video. I really like doing video. Who has had the biggest impact on your career choice? Me. And I am my biggest impact in my career choice. But my parents have always been very supportive, but they also have not. I mean, my dad has mostly, but my mom, honestly, she's always been like, you need to go to school. And I'm like, I don't want to go to school. So I don't know. Oh my God, I love that. This is the next question. What does your family think of your career? They're very proud of my career. Super, super proud. My dad, he's a teacher, so he shows all of his students my stuff, and he is just so proud and so happy. My mom is the same way. They could not talk about me more. My mom actually works at a wine company, and one of the wine brands that she works for, I'm also sponsored by, and so sometimes she'll see my face in some of the board meetings, or not board meetings, she's not a board member or anything, but some of the meetings that they have there, and it's just so interesting for her, you know, because, I mean, she has nothing to do with me getting the influencer thing, but it's just such an interesting way that our lives have collided like that in some way. You got to think that some things are meant to be, like, when you think of stuff like that, it's just weird. What's the best thing you've learned in your current career position? I think the best thing I've learned is patience and kindness. It takes you a very, very long way. And communication. Communication is absolutely key. If you could do it all over again, would you pursue the same career? Absolutely, man. 100 times over. I might give myself some warnings to be a little bit healthier, but I'd still definitely do it. Okay, how much time do you spend with your family? Not enough at this point. COVID really messed that up. Who do you like most spending time with and why? I love my brother. I have a younger brother. It's only two of us, and I love him to bits and pieces. He is the funniest person in my life, and every time we're around each other, we just die laughing. So, were you close with your family growing up? Very close. Even when my parents were divorced, we were always very close. My dad would come when my mom would go to work, and he would homeschool us, and it was just the dynamic. You know, my dad would come, take care of us, and leave at night and go wherever he was going. My mom would, you know, come back and take care of us and take care of the bills and stuff like that. So it was an interesting dynamic, but it seemed to have worked somehow, some way. How do you define family now? My mom and dad live in the suburbs of Chicago. They are both, my mom's not remarried, but my dad is. And they seem happy, you know, it's good with me. You know, the interesting thing about growing up is you start to see your parents as human beings, as people. And you see them with their own struggles and things. And it's very interesting to see how family changes over time to not just people who take care of you, but people that you also take care of, you know, that you have to listen to, that you have to respect as people, as human beings. And growing up as a teenager, I didn't realize how much horrible things I said. And God, teenagers are just the worst. What traits are most important to you and your family members? I think trust and acceptance and communication. And just making sure that they are healthy, you know, just communicating with me. I don't want to ever be left in the dark about anything they're going through. So always tell me everything. Who are you closest to and why? Probably my mom or my dad or my, honestly, it's so hard to say. Me and my dad, my brother and my mom are very close. I don't talk to my brother a lot. He doesn't really call a lot. He works at Trader Joe's, so he's always like working and like hanging out with his dog and stuff, whatever. But if he wanted to call, he would. But I probably talk to my mom more than anything. But me and my dad are really, really, really close too. Do you want a family of your own? I absolutely do. I'm just so afraid of giving birth. I don't want to give birth. Birth sounds horrible. Oh, those stories. But I think if I prepare my body enough, like I work out and I just do all the right things, I think I'd be good. I really do. I truly think so. What's your favorite family tradition? I feel like this is like a tongue twister. Favorite family tradition is probably like playing games or like watching Christmas Story, or like my dad likes to watch, what's that movie, like Bruce Willis? It's like a Die Hard. He loves watching Die Hard on Christmas because he says it's a Christmas movie, but I'm like, I don't think so, but whatever you say. I mean, it is, but it's not at all. It's just based in the Christmas time frame. It's nothing to do with Christmas whatsoever. If you could change your relationship with a family member, would you? With whom? Oh my gosh, yes. I would change a relationship with my aunt, because she... I really love her, but she just treats my mom so poorly, and I just wish that she would be very kind and just better with people. And I think everyone has like someone in their family who's just so much drama for no reason. And I just want to pray for her, and I just want to wish something would get better with us and with our family with her. And that's all I can say on that one. What was it like growing up as the oldest child? Yeah, oldest. I think as the oldest, you start kind of taking on like a lot of more responsibilities and a lot more like emotions of your parents, you know? You're like more of like the ear, and you don't, you know, you're not really like babied as much, I guess. I mean, that's at least the dynamic in our family. I've heard a lot more of the behind the scenes more than my brother has, and he's definitely been taken care of a lot more, and I've had to grow up a little bit quicker and kind of make a little bit, a lot of, not even a little bit, but a lot more of the mistakes. So that's definitely what it's been like. Does your family ever take trips together? Yes, we always took family trips growing up in the summer. My dad, my mom, I mean, not all of us together because my parents were divorced, but separately, we would always have family trips. Nothing out of the country ever. I only ever went out of the country the first time when I was like 23, I think, or 24. But we'd go to different places to family members and in America and like water parks and like, I mean, we never went snowboarding or skiing in or anything like that, but just very minimal, you know, cute kind of stuff. What's my favorite family memory? I'd say my favorite family memory would have to be just anytime me, my mom, and my dad and my brother are together and we laugh. We have like a bond that's just so like unexplainable, you know? Like you just laugh at stuff, you're stupid, you're silly, and it's goofy and it's fun. You're comfortable, and even if you're just embarrassing and awkward, it's fine. I like that. But I don't know if there's a specific of that. What TV family most reminds you of your own? Oof. Probably none, to be honest. Do you ever wish you were raised differently? Sometimes I wish, like, my mom was around more, probably. But probably, I mean, she was working a lot. She was trying to like make a lot of the money for us mostly. My dad, he was like homeless for a while. So I don't think that really ever helped, to be honest. So my mom was really the helper until at least I was in like sixth grade. Then my dad took us in, and I say took us in as if it was some kind of deed, but it wasn't. I mean, we just ended up living with my dad instead of my mom. And I think he became a lot more responsible then, but I guess I just wish when we moved with my dad that my mom had come around a little more and she hadn't had worked a lot. But she was also in her 20s and she was growing up. And I don't blame her for just being in Chicago and having a good time. Good for her. What's the best piece of advice a family member has ever given you? Man, probably any of the times my mom told me to break up with somebody and I didn't listen. Probably should have. Do you wish you had more siblings? If so, why? Man, that's a great question. Honestly, I don't think so. I think what we had was enough. And I don't think we should have been, I don't think there would have been necessary for absolutely any more. I mean, if we did, I just can't even imagine. Okay, if you could do anything besides what you're doing now, what would you do? I think I answered this before, but I'm not sure. I'd be a chef, and I would travel the world, and I would be at Fashion Week, and I would cook all the celebrities their food, and we would have so much fun. I would talk and just be cool and happy and vegan and super fit. What do you regret not doing in the last year? I regret nothing because I've done so much. It's weird. I know COVID happened and everything got weird and strange, but it almost allowed me to do stuff that I should have, to really dig deep about what I loved and to focus on what makes me happy. So I don't regret not anything. If you found out today was your last day on Earth, what would you do? I would have to drive to Chicago if I can make it. Be with my parents, get them together. My brother, and just hang out with them. My animals, with my loved ones. and just relax. I guess that's a good kind of thought process to what's important in life. It's pretty interesting. If you had an opportunity to be immortal, would you take it? Honestly, I think I would. I would definitely take immortality for sure. I just think it would be so cool to see how time goes, what happens with everything. What's going to happen with Earth? It's just crazy. I can't even imagine. I would love to know. If a genie gave you 3 wishes, what would they be? This is my last question, by the way. I decided I'm not going to do 200 questions. We're ending at 100 because we're going to be really smart about how much information I give you and how tired you may possibly be by even just hearing from me. My 3 wishes. Make healthcare a priority. Make mental health a priority. Make food unlimited. That's my dream. And my wishes. That was the question, the 3 wishes. I pray that is a possibility. Because, I mean, if it's not, I don't even know why I'm even here wishing anything or even living. That's my main focus in this world. To make sure people are happy, full, and just heard, feeling good inside their bodies. Oh, wow. I can't even believe that was 100 questions. How could I even do another 100? That's like 2 hours. That's 2 hours. I think I'm supposed to answer them like really quick, but that's impossible. I must explain myself. I'm not going to just say something and not explain myself. Anyway, as I always say, you know, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so just blessed by you to listen and to open your ears and to open your heart to me and to take your time to be here with me, because I know you could be a million other places in the world. And I know maybe not at this moment because of COVID, but I know you could be listening to music or doing whatever. So I'm very grateful for you. So thank you so much. And I can't wait to chat with you again. Take care. Bye-bye.